I just want to make sure the audience knows this. You're not an anti-vaxxer. In fact, you're the you have spent your entire career, you've dedicated your life to basically finding vaccines. Is that correct?
I played a key role in bringing the Ebola vaccine forward that we now call the Merck Ebola vaccine. I've also been very involved in drug repurposing, and that's been the focus of the team that I've been leading together with colleagues at the Department of Defense in the Defense Threat Reduction Agency. I work closely with the government and have for years, and I choose to work quietly and behind the scenes. But what's happening here is different. It's fundamentally different, and it's not right, it's not proper, and it's not fair. It's not according to the rules.
What is this is what I think people have such a tart. We're not conspiracy theory guys at the War Room. We say there's no coincidences. Why is the apparatus acting this way? And why are they demonizing people like yourselves that have dedicated your life to it? You're the foundational technology. They're now trying to disappear you, as the Chinese Communist Party says. What is it that has caused this? And did you ever think in your entire life you would see behavior like this from your colleagues and from the scientific and medical community?
No, and a lot of us that are a little more open-minded in the physician and scientific community are amazed at what many of our colleagues are being led into doing. What drove this? I think it's a kind of a alignment of events. We've had all of this push in favor of vaccines for years and years and years by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, to the exclusion of anything else. There's the Tony Fauci has had his entire career. He's never actually succeeded in producing a vaccine, and the Moderna is out of his vaccine research center. So this is finally an opportunity for him to get the big win at the end of his career. I'm perplexed at what's happened, but we've ended up with this kind of sensation of alignment of big tech, big pharma, big government, and media. This Trusted News Initiative led by the BBC is amazing. It ties it all together. And then we have Wellcome Trust and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation now are funding these pop-up fact-checking operations that are appearing out of nowhere, and they're being paid, you know, people that fashion themselves as journalists but have no prior training are suddenly writing attack pieces on me and everyone else as an attempt to delegitimize us. As my wife pointed out the other day, all I'm doing is spending hour after hour trying to help people understand the fundamentals of vaccinology and molecular virology. You would think the government would pay me for it rather than trying to shut me down. But there's this belief that we have to control information and not provide anything that might be perceived as contrary to the dominant narrative that would lead people to accept vaccine. And what's wrong with that? Is the bioethics demand that everybody have full information about the risks that they face. And the government isn't providing that.
In your career leading up to this, in the scientific discovery process, was it ever like that? Didn't you have full, you know, you have a thesis, a theory of the case, you debate it, you try hypotheses, you test. Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. Have you ever seen it this way, where it's so lockstep and so you cannot get away from the dominant narrative? If you do, you're going to be disappeared.
It's nothing like this. And I've been through outbreak after outbreak. I've never seen anything like this: integration, harmonization, and enforcement. I mean, it is overtly authoritarian, and it's coming down from above, and it's coordinated. And it has developed a bunch of different vehicles to reinforce this dominant narrative and make it so that no other information is available to people, so that people behave the way that the Health and Human Services and World Health Organization want them to behave. This is behavior control. It's really psyops is what's happening. It's applied psychological operations to control people and their behavior so that they will accept these products, which are still experimental, based on technology that has never been deployed at this level. And as the data are coming out, it's becoming more and more clear that these products are not completely safe.
Dr. Malone, we're going to have you back on. How can people get to you? Social media, website, all of that. And we're going to work afterwards to get you back on.
Twitter account. If you look for the one that's got over 130,000 followers, then you'll have the right one for Robert Malone. Also LinkedIn, and we have a website, www.rwmalonemd.com.